I am so excited to share our new Attract Your Match game plan calls. If you are a high achieving woman between the ages of 28 to 43, you've been single 3 years or more, and you want a committed relationship so you can get married, the Attract Your Match game plan calls are for you. Now, on these 20 minute calls, you're going to get so much clarity on your blind spots and what specific areas you need to focus on so that you can attract a high quality relationship now. These are no charge, pitch-free calls, and spots are filling as we speak. So book yours today. You're going to go to the link in the show notes and book your 20-minute Attract Your Match game plan call. Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And this is the second episode of our current series, which has to do with the six courtship mistakes that successful women make and how to correct them. So if you haven't listened to the last episode where I briefly discuss the six courtship mistakes, you want to listen to that one first so you have an understanding of what to expect over the upcoming weeks. But today we're going to be talking about courtship mistake number one, which is successful women not focusing on valuable men and authentically aligned men. So that is what today's episode is going to be about. I'm so happy to share this with you. And I hope that you had a wonderful weekend, and definitely make sure that you share this episode and share this series with other successful women that you know who are in the process of dating or courtship, and they're looking to attract a partner and they're feeling stuck and they're feeling lost, especially women who have leveled up in their life, whether it's their finances or their career or their position in life. And they find themselves in this very weird space where they're not quite attracting the types of men that they want to attract, or they are attracting the types of men that they want to attract, but those men are not committing to them. So if that sounds like you or the women that you know, then you're definitely going to love this episode. Now, many accomplished women and those who society at large would see as successful women don't actually know how to identify and attract what would be considered valuable men. Now, it's important that when we talk about a man being valuable, it's not necessarily referring to his income or his educational status, even though those things could be a part of it, but it's not solely about that. We're not talking solely about high earning men or men who are highly educated or highly ambitious. That's not what we're referring to when we're talking about valuable men. And I'm going to get more into what I mean when I say valuable, but overall, just understanding that if a man is valuable, he's going to be an asset to your life. That could be finances, that could be education, it could be other ways that he adds value and benefits to your life. But a mistake that many successful and accomplished women make is that they don't actually know how to identify and attract men who would be considered valuable, okay? So even for women who they feel as though they are attracting men who are of high status, maybe men who have the accolades or men who are very educated, or they have their own business, or they're very successful in other lanes and other ways of life, they still seem to struggle with attracting the types of commitment and the types of men that they would desire. And these are men that most people would actually view them to be compatible with. These are women who society would consider to be valuable or desirable, and they have a hard time attracting men who are on the same wavelength and in the same space. Now, over my 8 years of being in the relationship industry, I've worked with a spectrum of professional women across all different fields, all different parts of the globe, all different educational and status backgrounds. And across the board, I have noticed that for many of them who do desire to partner, they're looking for a partner, they're looking for marriage, they're looking for someone to share their life with, they have a very difficult time attracting the types of men that they desire for commitment. And as I've worked closely with these women, it became a shock to me originally when I was doing matchmaking, and then later when I started my coaching service, when I started Captivating Courtship, it became clear to me that many successful women have no idea how to identify a man of value, and they don't know how to focus their energy and their attention on being courted by men who would be considered valuable. And even if they did attract the types of men that they desire, they didn't actually know why these men were attracted to them. They didn't feel confident or worthy of the types of men that they were attracting, or they didn't know how to meet more of these types of men so that they could have more options and continue being courted that would actually lead to commitment. Now, these were intelligent women. These were women who were very educated, very accomplished, women who were successful. Maybe they weren't formally educated. Maybe they started a business. All different across the spectrum. Yet, they didn't really understand the courtship process. They didn't understand how to qualify men or how to connect with men in a way that would align them with partners that would be suitable for them. And they were typically focused on logical attraction, and they were unable to grasp whether it's the mindsets of the types of men that they desire, the wants, the needs, and how to align with their ideal partners. Now, when I speak of logical attraction, what I mean is, let's just say you have two people and one is a doctor and the man is also in the same field, or maybe an adjacent field, maybe he's a dentist. And the logical decision would be, well, I went to medical school and you went to dental school, and we come from the same type of family background, and we come from the same faith, and we both love to read, or we love to work out, so obviously we should be together, obviously be compatible. Or they trophy men, where as soon as they meet a guy, they have this big fantasy in their head about what it would be like to have that type of man, or to have that particular man as a partner, and they go into their head and start planning the fantasy of the relationship before actually getting to know if this man is actually a valuable and suitable partner for them. Now, the big problem with these women, and maybe even for you, is that valuable men meet women who are also of value, and women who share similar accolades to you, or accolades that society would deem as valuable, every single day. And women who are successful and women who are attractive and educated, they usually are somewhere in the sphere of a valuable man's circle of influence. They're usually floating around. It's usually not hard, whether it's in the workplace or out in socializing or in their social circles. These men typically come across women who have the accolades that society would deem as valuable. Yet, accolades alone are not enough to emotionally connect and move the man to want to commit. So it's really important that you understand the psychology of commitment and why a man who is valuable would want to commit to a woman, and how the process of commitment actually works so that the relationship is naturally and authentically moving in the direction of commitment, a commitment that's going to be long-term, that could be engagement or marriage, whatever that next level of commitment is for you. And if you don't understand how commitment psychology is and how valuable men make decisions and what they're looking for, then you'll find yourself in a lot of hot and cold relationships, a lot of situationships, and ultimately wasting time with men that just aren't going to be compatible or suitable, or men who appear valuable on the surface, but they aren't actually value aligned for you. So the bigger question is, do you actually believe that you are worthy and deserving of the type of relationship and a valuable partner that you desire? Or do you question if the types of men and the types of relationship that you desire, if that's actually available to you, or if it will actually ever happen? If you are in the second boat where you tend to question that, then we're going to address that right now. The first thing is that you have to understand that you are already valuable and worthy of the types of men that you desire. You are already valuable and worthy of attracting a man who is also valuable. Even if you think right now that your past makes you less worthy, or you feel like you've been stuck in a rut when it comes to men in relationships, or even if you feel clueless about where to start or where to meet them, you can attract a valuable partner because there are lots of valuable men available to you. Now, one problem that successful women have is that they often are the first of their kind, meaning whether it's in their family circles where maybe they're the oldest, or maybe they have a lot of responsibilities, or maybe they come from a family background where they are the most accomplished woman of their family. Or maybe you come from a single parent home, and or you may have come from a married background and you don't have the model available to you of the type of relationship or the type of partner that you want. I've worked with lots of women who come from stable two-parent backgrounds, but the type of partner that they want to attract is not the type of man that maybe their father was. And that's no shade, and that's not discounting the type of man that their father was, but maybe that relationship isn't exactly what they are looking for, or the type of man that they desire to attract. So they don't have a model or a reference point for the type of partner or the type of relationship that they desire that would be vulnerable to them. So if you are in that space and you're trying to attract a man who would be valuable to you, or a certain type of guy, and let's just say you've transitioned into a new stage of life or a new level of life, you may not have actually shifted how you view yourself and stepped into a new identity so that you're authentically aligned with the types of men that you want to partner with. And this will cause you to not fully believe that you can actually have the type of relationship and the type of a partner that you desire. So instead, what many successful women tend to do is they focus their attention on men that seem more attainable. And you end up settling for less than you deserve. You may even focus on men who are trophies. They're very shiny on the outside as far as the qualities that they may have or the accolades that they may possess, but they aren't actually valuable to you because they don't desire the same type of relationship or the same type of commitment or the same type of lifestyle that you desire. So when you're fully rested in your authenticity and you understand how to communicate and how to connect with valuable men, then you're going to radiate an automatic magnetism. You're going to radiate and captivate an energy that's going to be attractive to the types of men that you want to attract and the type of relationship that you deserve. And this is the relationship that's going to align you with your next level in life. This is a frequency of love. It's the frequency of captivating queen energy. It's the frequency of being authentically in your value and owning what you desire and what you deserve. And when you do this and you walk into rooms and you're in the right environments and you're fully in your energy and you're showing up in a place where you can meet the types of men that are going to be valuable to you, then you're going to naturally and authentically align with them. And that will make courtship easier. That will make finding the right type of partner easier. And that will just open up the floodgates to having more options of valuable men, which is ultimately what you desire. So here's the thing. You have to learn how to hold your interest, the initial interest, beyond the initial desire. We don't want hot and cold relationships. We want you to be able to attract and be able to continue to build that relationship that will lead to commitment. So no matter what, if your past patterns start to creep in or if your brain tries to tell you to run the other way and those low value patterns start to show up or any low value thinking and mindsets that lead to survival emotions such as anxiety or a lack of trust or quickly attaching or questioning your worthiness of having valuable partners or having a valuable man, knowing how to process through this and feeling really confident because your energy is only focused on attracting men who are of value. And that becomes your norm. That becomes your new space to operate in. Eventually you become ease. Your nervous system will feel relaxed. And you will find that attracting men who are valuable, attracting the type of relationships, being pursued in the way that you desire actually becomes a lot easier. And you have a lot of abundant options in that area. So here's a few things that I want to share with you to help you to accelerate this process. The first thing is I want you to really own and step into the belief that valuable men want women like you. Okay? You're already worthy and deserving of it. Valuable men want women like you. They are looking for a deep connection. They want to feel understood. They want to feel appreciated. They want to feel connected to a valuable woman. They want great communication. They want a heartfelt connection. And they want a partner that will provide an experience that makes their life better and their life easier and even more complete. When a man is courting and he is building a relationship and he's connecting with a woman who's in her feminine and she's in her authentic value, then it makes him feel good because then he gets to show up in his authentically aligned masculine energy. He gets to feel understood. He gets to feel connected. He gets to feel supported. And believe it or not, because men want to make you happy, regardless of what anyone may think, men want to make you happy. They want your approval. They want to know that they're doing a good job when it comes to being a good partner and loving you and connecting with you, because they want to know that they're also desirable. They want to know that they're also lovable and that they're also worthy of your love as well, because they are looking for love. They are looking for partners. They are looking for women to commit to. So because of this, when a man has the opportunity to receive an experience with you and he's in his value and you're also in your value, it's going to just motivate him to keep coming back for more, to want to commit, because the connection feels right. It's a valuable experience. It feels good. And you are worthy and deserving of that. So you have to truly lock into the belief that you are valuable to the types of men that you desire. You already have what it is that they desire. And that's why you're so attracted to them and those qualities, because you possess those same qualities as well. I don't know how many times I have worked with women who they desire these certain qualities or these certain attributes in a partner that they deem as valuable, but they're downplaying those same qualities within themselves. And I have to tell them, we have to do a lot of coaching on this to help them to see where you already have it. You already have the light. You already have the energy. You already have the qualities that you were deeming valuable in someone else. We just need to really help you to be able to authentically communicate that so that you're radiating it and naturally just a magnet for the types of men that you want to attract. Now, the second thing that I want you to lock in on is believing and understanding that there are lots of valuable men available to you. So not only do men value women like you, not only do men want to commit to women like you, but there are lots of single men who are valuable available. In the United States alone, there are nearly 124 million single Americans, and roughly 50% of that 124 million are single men. Now, for those of you who are listening that live in Canada or the UK or even on the African continent or Middle East or wherever you're located in the world, I'm pretty sure that these numbers are very similar where you live as well. So, as I mentioned earlier, what's valuable is subjective. That's going to be deemed differently for every single woman. And so that is why we do the work in the program to get really clear on what's a valuable man for you. But what's important for you to understand is that there are lots of opportunities for you to meet men who will value you, for you to meet men who are valuable to you when you are focusing your energy on connecting with them. The odds are actually in your favor if you understand how to identify valuable men, how to communicate, how to connect, and how to attract them. So I want you to imagine just how different your life would be if you had a partner in your life that valued you and a partner that you valued them as well. And you guys were aligned in a way that you shared the same vision, you wanted the same things in life, and you both desired a high level of commitment to one another. What impact would that have on you emotionally, spiritually? What impact would that have on you financially if you had a partner to do life with? If you had a partner that you deemed as valuable, that was aligned, and that you both shared the same vision for commitment and for love and for the future, how would that impact you? How would that impact your emotions, your mental health, your spiritual health, your financial health? I would bet that it would make an incredible difference in your quality of life, in the vision that you have for your future, for the future generations, and for the type of life that you've worked so hard to acquire. Now, if this is something that you feel in your spirit matters to you and it's something that's important to you, then the first step that I want you to take is to book a 15-minute attract your match game plan call. This call is completely free. There's no obligation and it's a pitch-free call, but it's going to help you to get clear on your next three steps and what steps you need to take in order to start focusing on valuable men so that you are taking the steps in the right direction to attract the type of relationship that you want. Now, even if you tell yourself that you're already meeting men that you desire, the types of men that you value, you're just not meeting men who will actually commit, then you still want to do this call because there may be a few reasons that this may be happening. The first one is that you may actually need to go bigger in what it is that you're looking for when it comes to the qualities or what you deem as a valuable man or a valuable partner. You may actually still be settling in some ways, and you still need to go bigger in what it is that you're desiring and what's actually going to be valuable to you. And that is why you're not attracting the commitment, because you're not in alignment with the types of men that are actually valuable for you. The second reason may be is that you may need a new courtship process that will lead to actual commitment instead of non-committal men or situationships. You need to get out of the gray areas, and by focusing on men who are valuable and understanding how to identify them and how to go through the courtship process with them based upon commitment psychology, then you're going to be able to avoid the situationships and the non-committal men and just focus on men who are aligned with your vision of love. And then the third reason may be that the relationship that you want and the type of partner that you want are actually a lot closer than you may think. But there are still some shifts, there still may be some pivots that need to take place in order for you to make it happen faster, in order for you to attract it faster. And part of making this decision to have it, a part of owning that desire to only focus on valuable men, is going to be to get clear on how to qualify them and how to commit to them by having the relationship skills that you need, so that at any time in your life, at any time, and even if you attract your partner and you just want these skills to pass down to your daughter, or your nieces, or your little cousins, or your sisters, or that next generation, that at any time you have the confidence to know exactly what you need to do to attract a partner so that you can have the life that you want, and you have a process and the skills in order to make it happen and to maintain it. I'm going to help you with that. And just by booking your 15-minute Attract Your Match game plan call, you're taking the first steps to get there. So go to the link in the show notes and book your Attract Your Match game plan call. And on the next episode, we're going to be talking about courtship mistake number 2, which is not understanding commitment readiness levels. I hope that you have a wonderful week. I can't wait to speak with you on your Attract Your Magic game plan call, and you have a wonderful, wonderful day. I am so excited to share our new Attract Your Match game plan calls. If you are a high achieving woman between the ages of 28 to 43, you've been single 3 years or more, and you want a committed relationship so you can get married, the Attract Your Match game plan calls are for you. Now, on these 20-minute calls, you're going to get so much clarity on your blind spots and what specific areas you need to focus on so that you can attract a high quality relationship now. These are no charge, pitch-free calls, and spots are filling as we speak. So book yours today. You're going to go to the link in the show notes and book your 20-minute Attract Your Match game plan call.